Dave, how infuriating was that second half performance from your team?
We didn't get it down. We didn't pass it. We didn't show for it. It's as if a little bit of fear started to creep in, and no one wanted to make a mistake. And you are going to make mistakes, but you just got to get it and give it. And I mean, you know, you see us last week, and we're popping her about. We keep the ball, and we come here, and we don't. And I think one or two are just a little bit fearful of it, and they've got to get out of that.
Why is the fear? What's it to be scared of?
And listen, it mightn't be. I'm just saying. I've just said to the players that, you know, you've got to be strong. Because you can't go through all week training and last week playing and popping it about and making moves, and things don't come off. Then they don't come off, fine. But then go again and again and again. And I don't think we did that. I think we started to just try and play little silly balls and hopeful balls. And it is so frustrating. And then all of a sudden, you know, we've got to throw. We throw it in. And we're throwing it to them. And it's as if it's a little bit of a panic up. And the crowd are quite entitled to have a groan, because we're not playing well. But then the players have to rise above that and then show them something, and I don't think we did that today. And too many individuals made too many mistakes, but they are going to do it, and you've got to get on with it. You can't go through coming here and not worrying about making a mistake, because once you've made it, you don't mean to make it. Get on with it. And if you make the second one, so fine, you've made it. But Keep going. Don't stop. Don't hide. And I've just felt today, when we went to 10 men, you know, we needed to get hold of the ball, but we didn't. They're the ones who've got hold of the ball, not us.
It just seems so flat. It didn't seem like anybody wanted to take the initiative on to say, do you know what, we're 1-0 up, we've got a man advantage, let's get on the ball, let's keep it, let's frustrate them, let's attack. It just seemed like everybody was just so flat today.
You know, we don't mean to be flat. I mean, you know, even the goal that we've conceded, we're in our box, and they're 10 yards taking a free kick out in theirs. I mean, and you know, in their half, and you're screaming and you're screaming. But people on the pitch have to take a responsibility and push them up. And, you know, even our control, even our decision-making in the second half, because, you know, the crowd are having a go, and they're going to have a go. But you can't not stop playing and passing. And I just felt that we were given too many little silly... We said at half-time, they're down to 10 men. When we're in possession, stretch the play. Really stretch it, get forward, make them work hard. But when they got it, we were still stretched, and we allowed them to pop it about. And the goal, it's a poor goal. I mean, you know, people switch off and not even looking at the ball when it's played. And it's a frustrating thing for everybody. And I can understand where the fans are coming from, because, you know, they're seeing what we're seeing. And the players do have a responsibility. We all have a responsibility to say, hey, listen, just get it down, work your way, keep to your basics. And the one thing that should never, ever stop is running. You might lose your touch, you might lose that, but you don't lose your running power. And I felt one or two were flat today, and for whatever reason, you know, whether it's playing here or whatever, but we've got another 20-odd games here. So that's what I've just said to them.
You know, not every player is going to be technically gifted, but they have to give effort, don't they? Did you get effort from every player today?
Well, I think the best thing to do is to ask them themselves. Nobody means to go out in front of 20-odd thousand people and not play well. When things don't go well, there are certain parts of your human nature that might just kick in, and you mightn't just go for that ball because you don't want to get on it or something else. And sometimes that's human nature. We've got to be bigger and braver than that. And that's what turns the average teams into good teams. When things aren't going well, you've got to scrap it out. And I just felt today that we didn't close them down. We were half-hearted going to close it down, and it's too late. And certainly when they were down to 10 men, we needed to pressurise them, make them go long. But if we're going to make them go long, then we can't be 30 yards back inside our own half or on the edge of our box. We've got to be bigger and braver. And there's enough players with enough playing ability to be able to see that. And not, you can't always get messages onto the pitch, and they've got to see that game management through. And the experience from certainly the back four players should have been that we squeeze up. We can't keep dropping, and then we can't just keep launching long balls. You can't just keep doing it, because if you see us in training, you've seen us last week away, we do it, we get it down, we're popping it in, we're keeping it. But come here, for some reason, we just freeze a little bit.
Tell me if this is unfair. Stop me if this is unfair. But it seems to me like things have maybe been allowed to drift a little bit. You need to be able to go out there and get people that in a game like this can see it out. Because
Well,
we've been here so many times this season, haven't we?
yeah, well, listen, we keep going over all the ground. We until that happens, we've got to do what we've got. It's as simple as that. Yeah, it's frustrating for everybody. Listen, I see it as much as what everybody else sees it. But what we've got to get on with. And players have got to keep doing it right. And if we get the opportunity to change it, then we do change it. But at this moment in time, we work with these players here. They're good players. They all have a strength and they'll all have a weakness. Otherwise, they wouldn't be here. They'd all be playing Premiership football or, another, around the world in better leagues and everything else. So they're not. They're here with an ability. You've got to get that all together. And sometimes you get to here and we need to keep the ball a little bit better. And if we get someone who can do that, then great. But if we can't, then we've got to try and get the best out of what we've got. And that's what we're trying to do.
Roger Johnson's done now. Is he going to start training with you on Monday?
Roger comes in on Monday. He'll probably, if we'll see how he is, we'll see at what level he's at. He's not played a great deal of football since the end of the season. We need to ask him that, and we need to see. And he'll give us an experience and a dominant voice, because at the moment we are a little bit quiet around the pitch, and we need to get that dominance. But sometimes when things aren't going well, people do go into the shells a little bit, and we're trying to encourage that. If it's a mistake you make and it's a genuine mistake, then get on with it. But if you're going to hide and duck and not do it, then that's a different kettle of fish. And the players here don't want to do that. What they want to do is do their best. And sometimes when it's not working for them, they've just got to dig deep and stay strong and get out there in front of the fans and give the fans something to cheer about. Because I'll never complain if the fans are having a go because we're not playing well, because they're the ones who pay the money and they're going to have a go at us. If they don't see what they want to see.
Is there a chance that others come in at the start of the week?
I don't know. It was just, again, it's the moment. It's we're just working towards it, and that's the best thing I can say. It's frustrating for everybody. I know it doesn't take a genius to work out that we do need to bolster the squad, but as I said, until we can do certain things, then we work with what we've got.
I'm only doing my job. There is one name I do have to ask you about. George Swan at Manchester City. Is he a player
Yeah,
that you've
George
looked
is
at?
coming in. He's coming in on a youth loan. They've asked him, we've built a relationship with Man City. He's going to come into the development squad. He's 19, he's big. He had an injury earlier on. They need him to play. We need a centre half in the under 21s. We've just loaned out Taylor McKenzie to Gainsborough to try and give him that experience. So we're looking forward to working with the kid. But if he comes through and he turns out to be whatever he expects him to be, then we might have a good player on our hands till the end of the season.
The one other thing I have to ask you about, there was the news yesterday about Gary Medine. He's still awaiting sentencing, but is his future at the club over now?
Well, until all the reports are in, I think that he's got 3 weeks now for the reports to be done. Nothing's been decided yet. And I think the club will make a statement when all them reports are done and we know what's happening. Because at the moment, we'll all be guessing. Everybody will be guessing. So I think wait and see what all the reports are done and whether that takes a week, 2 weeks, or 3 weeks. I think it's 3 weeks that's been said. Then I think the club then will come out and make a statement.